The Muslim holy month of Ramadan is underway. It concludes this year on September 19th. Part of its observance is fasting from dawn until dusk. It's intended to foster patience, reflection, and humility. Another important component of Ramadan is doing something to help the less fortunate in your community. The University of Arizona's Muslim Student Association is promoting these concepts with their sixth annual Fastathon. Luis Carrion talks to Tasnan Hindeya of the Muslim Student Association to find out more.
Next week, on Wednesday, September 16th, we're going to have an event called Fastathon, and this event is taking place during the holy month of Ramadan, where Muslims and non-Muslims fast for one day, and the money that you donate will go to the community food bank.
So this is an opportunity for people to learn a little bit about the Muslim culture and also to do their part in contributing to this important cause.
Correct, because this takes place during Ramadan, and one of the most important things we Muslims do during Ramadan is not only fast, and it's not only spiritual comprehensive program, but it's also a place and a time where, you know, you give back to the poor, and we fast from sunrise to sunset. So when we ask people to come to this event, we're going to say, okay, non-Muslims and Muslims, fast from sunrise to sunset, and you know, you donate to the poor, and you're feeling the pain that the hungry are feeling. So what Fastathon and Ramadan signifies is that we have to give back to, you know, the community in America and supporting hunger. So that's why it's a humbling experience for students.
How many years has the Fastathon been happening?
Well, in Arizona, it's been happening for, I think, 4 years approximately. It's recent. And other campuses around the United States, it's been going on for maybe a decade or around that. But the Muslim Student Association has been going on for about 40 years.
Now, many of the people that are members of the Muslim community in Tucson happen to be also members of the University of Arizona community. Can you talk to me a little bit about what it is to be Muslim living here in Tucson and perhaps a part of the University of Arizona community or not?
Being a Muslim in Tucson it's difficult because, you know, you look different from many people around you. You know, we pray 5 times a day, so we pray in the library, or, you know, we fast while everybody is eating. So that part is difficult. But being a Muslim in America is very rewarding because we get to teach people about our religion and about our culture.
I noticed that on your website you have the opportunity for people to contact you if they want to invite a visitor into their community, their classrooms, or other places to kind of bridge the gap, if you will.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right, exactly. The Muslim Student Association actually has an Islamic Awareness Week, where the entire week we teach, you know, non-Muslim students about Islam through film screenings, speakers who come to the U of A, and also we have classroom visitations, and this takes place after our Eid celebration. So in October, about 5 to 10 Muslim students will visit each classroom from different departments at the university.
For many people, the idea of Ramadan is a very foreign concept. So I want you to just kind of talk to me nuts and bolts specifically about what Ramadan means to you as a Muslim and what it means spiritually for you.
Well, Ramadan, well, it's the 9th month of the Islamic calendar, and it's a time where you fast from sunrise to sunset, but it's, you also refrain from drinking and smoking, indulging in excess things, you know, like listening to music. And it's a time for spiritual cleansing. So when you are fasting, you're also praying and you're asking forgiveness from God. So if you waste your time and do not pray, it's like you miss an entire month. So this is a time where God forgives all your sins. And it's a time where you get closer to your religion.
Now let's talk specifically about what we can hope to see and experience if we were to visit on the 16th.
On the 16th, when you're there, you're going to experience a cultural understanding or an interfaith festival where non-Muslims and Muslims alike coming together and fasting and making a difference for the hungry, for the poor in America. And when you're there, you'll be greeted with people from our Muslim Student Association, and you'll be provided with dinner.
And it's going to be taking place adjacent to the Arizona Historical Society, which is on Park and 2nd Street.
Yes, the Arizona Museum.
And there will be speakers and presentations by various people at this event?
By professors and some entertainment. And of course, the most important thing, the food is for free. So we hope that all the students come to the event. And the most important thing is to donate. You know, if you have a dollar, put it in the donation box because it's going to the community food bank.
We have links for more information about next Wednesday's Fastathon online on the radio page at azpm.org.